The governor changes up the titles of his closest advisors. The deadline to apply for the state's tuition scholarship program is coming up, and a tribal basketball team is going for the championship title. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Thursday, June 20th. I'm Deborah Ashar. Oklahoma law prohibits state officials from holding more than one office and collecting more than one government salary. But as Oklahoma Public Media Exchange's Grayson Wheeler reports, Governor Kevin Stitt appears to have found a workaround.
As recently as last month, the governor's website featured a page titled Meet Your Cabinet Secretaries. As first noted by legislative watchdog Quorum Call, that page has been replaced with a list of Governor Stitt's chief advisors. Earlier this year, Attorney General Gintner Drummond issued an opinion saying the governor's cabinet members weren't exempt from a state rule prohibiting officials from holding more than one office. Basically, agency heads can't also serve on the governor's cabinet. Drummond specifically aimed the opinion at Tim Gatz, who was then the Secretary of Transportation and the director of two state agencies. Gatz resigned from the cabinet, but now he's back. Not as a cabinet member, but as the governor's chief transportation advisor. Stitt's office did not answer questions about how these advisory roles would differ from cabinet appointments. It's also unclear whether or how much these advisors will be paid. In Oklahoma City, I'm Grayson Wheeler.
At least a half dozen small towns across Oklahoma misspent what little tax money they have so far this year. State Auditor and Inspector Cindy Bird says the problem is systemic and multifaceted, but avoidable. But as State Capitol reporter Lionel Ramos tells us, the damage is done.
What happens to that money? Does it just kind of disappear?
Well, the money has disappeared.
We're talking about money misappropriated or misspent by local towns across Oklahoma. That's about $2.1 million Bird's office has accounted for this year that has just poofed into, well, the pockets of city managers, board members, clerks, and independent contractors. Bird says problems are consistently related to poor leadership in tiny towns across the state, like Bremen, Wynnewood, and Paul's Valley.
I think this is a systemic issue across Oklahoma. I think board members come and go. It's very hard to get board members to even serve. I know a lot of municipalities aren't operating with all board positions filled.
And that, Bird says, leads to a lack of knowledgeable management, an eventual lack of oversight and misspending. In Oklahoma City, I'm Lionel Ramos.
High school students have only a few weeks left to enroll in the state's tuition scholarship program. State Impact's Beth Wallace reports the deadline for Oklahoma's Promise is July 1st.
Oklahoma's Promise, also known as OLAP, is available for students who were in 8th grade through 12th grades during the 2023-24 school year. July 1st is the last day that upcoming 12th graders can enroll. To be eligible, students' families must meet the annual income limits, $60,000 a year for families with up to two dependent children, $70,000 for families with three or four dependent children, and $80,000 for families with five or more dependent children. The scholarship covers tuition at any Oklahoma public university or college for up to 5 years or for a maximum of 129 credit hours. It can also be used for some of the tuition at accredited private colleges in Oklahoma or public career tech centers for certain programs. To stay eligible, students have to attend class regularly, take college prep courses, and maintain a GPA of at least 2.5, among other requirements. To apply, visit okpromise.org. For State Impact, I'm Beth Wallace.
Oklahoma's only tribally owned basketball team is blazing another notable trail. As Oklahoma Public Media Exchange's Sarah Lisi reports, the Potawatomi Fire is in the Basketball League playoffs to fight for the 2024 championship title.
The Potawatomi Fire is almost three seasons old, but they're scorching the competition with another hot season as they remain undefeated with a 26-0 record. Last weekend, the team clutched the West Region Championship title, taking it from the LA Ignite. Paul Harrison and Ricky Artis II led the way, each scoring 25 points during Saturday's game. Now the Fire will go head-to-head with the St. Louis Griffins in a 2-3 game series, which begins tonight at 7 p.m. in St. Louis. The second game will be held at the Fire Lake Arena in Shawnee on Sunday, with tip-off starting at 7 p.m. If the Potawatomi Fire beats the Griffins this week, that will be back-to-back titles. Last season, they beat St. Louis in the championship, earning them the 2023 TBA crown. I'm Sarah Lisi.
You can find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Schar.
I'm Rachel Martin. You probably know how interview podcasts with famous people usually go. There's a host, a guest, and a light Q&A. But on Wildcard, we have ripped up the typical script. It's a new podcast from NPR where I invite actors, artists, and comedians to play a game using a special deck of cards to talk about some of life's biggest questions. Listen to Wildcard wherever you get your podcasts, only from NPR.